Watch, Suspects in Scream Masks Allegedly Rob Seattle Salon at Gunpoint. By Amy Furr on October 22, 2021. Seattle police are searching for several individuals believed to be involved in robbing a Rainier Valley hair salon at gunpoint on Sunday. Surveillance footage recorded the incident at Kingway Salon off Martin Luther King Jr. Way at approximately 6 p.m. Sunday, King 5 reported Tuesday. The suspects entered the business wearing masks from the horror film, Scream. In the clip, one of the suspects wearing a black shirt approached salon employees and appeared to wave a gun around while demanding cash. "They're asking me, money, money, money. And I said money is over there," Jenny, the salon owner, told King 5. She said the suspects cleaned out the till and allegedly robbed customers and workers, adding she and her employees were still shaken after what took place. "When I think about it, I'm still, you know, scared right now," Jenny noted. The business has upgraded its security system and reinforced its locks. However, Jenny said she was unable to take time off from work. "I have to work no matter what, right? I have my kids, my four daughters, I have to take care of them," she stated. Additional footage showed one of the suspects standing close behind an employee. Police have asked citizens with information about the incident to contact them. When the Seattle City Council determined next year's budget, several downtown businesses and organizations urged elected officials to invest in public safety and mental health services, King 5 reported this month. Certain areas in the heart of the retail and arts and cultural core have been taken over for shoplifting and drug trafficking operations, the Downtown Seattle Association, DSA, said in a letter sent to the Seattle City Council and King County Council. Retail theft is rampant and visible organized fencing operations are costing retailers millions in stolen goods and additional expenses for increased security. Simply put, the current systems, programs, responses and interventions are inadequate and ineffective in addressing these issues, the signers explained.